start off our few words with a mushel from the Rabbi Binnen of Peshisra. Rabbi Binnen of Peshisra said a mushel. In the olden times, he used to be a priest, used to help the people working in the inns, and used to have to pay the rent. And so a few months, I didn't pay the rent. Everybody knows what our stories go. Used to be a hole, a loch, a grieb, a dungeon. And they threw in the people who couldn't pay their rent into the dungeon. And either they stayed alive or not. Famous story for famous stories. So the story is the Mushkas Azoy. Three Yid Nebuch. When Nebuch couldn't pay the debt, couldn't pay for the Purits. And they were thrown, three Yid were thrown into a big pit. And the pit was covered. The pit was covered, dark, choyshech. And every day he used to throw some food into the pit just to keep them alive, to be able to torture them even more. And then three Yidin were there in the pit. Two of the Yidin were very intelligent people. Although it was dark, they couldn't see anything, but they could realize what's going on. They could feel this is bread, this is a cup of drink, this is meat. They could feel this is a fork, this is a knife. It was a Heizel game, I thought it was dark. This third Yidin wasn't so intellectual. He was always just a muzzle, when the bread became used to fall down and it's gestochen with the messer, with the guppel, he couldn't give us an eitzer. So one of these clever people, the clever person, took it upon himself to explain to this poor peasant, to tell him, be careful, this is a knife, this is a jug, this is a spoon, and this is meat, this is the food, this is a drink. The other person, the other guy, ignored. Totally ignored this Nebuch. One day, says this clever person to another clever person, excuse me, why you mean this? Don't you see this third person Nebuch is such a rachmunas? Why don't you also offer your support or your help? And also help as well. He said to him, you're wasting your time. You're explaining every day, it's a new thing. One day he gives a cup, one day he gives a jug. One day he gives a fork, one day he gives a spoon. He changes every day the menu. You never finish. You try to explain him. Every day it's a new geschäft every single day. What do? I go to the side. I'm in the middle of making a hole in the roof. It's going to rank him lechtigkeit. The light is going to come in. And it will have light. All the problems will be solved. He'll see. There'll be light coming from above. He'll see the spoon. He'll see the cup. He'll see the jug. He'll see the meat. He'll see the bread. He'll see everything. In other words, don't bother so much with trying to explain to help this never-thinking person how to overcome all his obstacles. Rather, I'm making a hole in the roof and I'm letting the light of the sun shine into this pit. Then if I have light, everything will be solved. Says the Rebbe Rabbinim, we're in this Gashmistic world, we're in the pit of the Yetzirah, we're in the pit of the Gashmias, we're in the pit of the Nisyonis, different Nisyonis every single day. And we try to overcome the Nisyonis by explaining each Nisyon and trying to overcome each Nisyon separately. It's a hard work because it's Yetzirah is meschadish b'chol yoyim, everything. New Yetzirah is new problems. You'll never finish. What's the answer? Ma'at min ha'ol doicha haba min ha'choshech. Bring in lechtigkeit, bring in light, bring in a mille, bring in teure, and that will make you light. Through the teure, through the light of the teure, the light of the mitzvahs, you'll be able to overcome all the obstacles. And this is the end of Yom Toivim. Yom Toivim, as said in Allah Heilige Sfurim, are not only for the Yom Tov itself. The Yom Tov brings in the light in the whole year. We have the Yom Tov of Pesach, brings in the light of a minna, of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the whole year, Yitzis Mitzrayim. Shviyas brings in the light of Toivim in the whole year. Sikkes, the Besimcha. Chanukah and Purim also bring in a light, a missing light, a missing condition, to enlighten our life, to help us the whole time to become our Nisyonis through the light, lechtigkeit of the Yom Tov Chanukah. Frat Chanukah, the whole mitzvah was miyisen on lighting the menorah, which is the ending of light. So the whole Yom Tov Chanukah resembles the ending of light, of making light, nine mitzvah, Torah, oil, bringing in light into our life, to be able to overcome all the schwerkeiten of the prison of the Yetzer Hara. The Heilige Devar Chaim, the Sanz Aru, says, if Chanukah is so important, and Chanukah gives in a light to the whole year, why is it not Menorah Torah? Why Menorah Torah do we only have Pesach, Shviyah, Sikkes, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Murushech? If we need this koyach of light of Chanukah to give us a koyach lachanukah and pirim. Why is the oil of the rabbanon? Why didn't the Torah give the yomtiv of chanukah and pirim? Also, he frayed the heilige divrei chaim. The Rechaim answers with a wushli. Says a zoyin. A person has got a machavurim which is so gidden, and a person eats bread, eats food, drinks. It gives him a nourishment to be able to stay alive. So sometimes a person becomes chalushis, he likes, he faints. All his limbs and all his organs are all okay, but he's missing life. He's chalished, he's missing life. He has to take a special medication to be able to revive to give him a medicine to be able to revive his chiyas. Says Azoy. The Torah gave Ramach Tarek mitzvahs, corresponding to Ramach Avurim Shesugid and Rochdiyim. A person has Ramach Avurim Shesugid and Rochdiyim. And every mitzvah has its food. All the mitzvahs are like food for the neshama. Like we have a gastronomy's food, all the mitzvahs are food for the neshama. So every limb has its food. Put on tefillin on the hand. Every eye has its food. But that's all when you're healthy, when the body is alive. But so one limb might be a bit not so strong, but you take all the mitzvahs to give the nourishment for all the limbs. But sometimes when it's an Indian of chalushes, like faint, the whole emunah become faint. Then you have to have a special medication to revive the whole life. So that's why. And I'm talking, I was speaking about people who are living, their minah is there, they're alive. They have to have the nourishment for all the limbs, that's totally the mitzvahs. When a time came, in the later years, after the Chom Bayis Rishon, they came back to Tzitzur, there was still the problems of the Yulis were still there. And then, with the times of the Yevunim, who made dark for Yiddish Kinder, and they said to the Yiddish Kinder, Kisrach Makeira, Shoyim, Sh'ayim Chalim Lekai Yisrur, and the Chshicha, and Naim Shal Yisrur, the Yidin became faint, the whole Emunah was becoming faint. You have to have a special medication to be able to revive the whole body. This is Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is a special yontif of the Rabbanan that was given in the times of Gulas, in the times of when Yidin started getting Chesur and Emunah. Then all of Chanukah, the all that gives you the life. That's what Matoyer is, no Chiyuv Chanukah. Matoyer was speaking about laboring people. They only have to have nourishment for all the limbs. But to give the cluistic Chiyas for the whole Chiyas of a person, that's Chanukah. And the Heilige Sanzeru says, it's a mushel when the king is in his palace. The king has the way how the king rules the whole Medina. When he goes out of the palace and he goes looking at the whole Medina, he goes out of his palace. He can even go into the prisons to visit the prisoners. And it's a time where even the prisoners can also have, how do you call it, when they give them the Trump gave for this when the king comes into the prison, the king can pardon all the prisoners. So he says in Sanz Ruf, the Yontem of Chanukah is like when the king goes out of his palace, he goes to visit the whole Medina to see what's doing in the whole country, and he even goes into the Baisasim, says in Sanz Ruf, into the prison, and he brings enlightenment to the prison. So this Mushel of the Rabbinim is very, very, very the guy for Chanukah Takeh. Because Chanukah is a time when the light comes into the prison Takeh. Says the Sanz Ruf, even on such a virus that we find, it's very hard to do tshuva amongst the whole year. As we find Chilul Hashem, different virus than the Gemara and the Zohar says it's very difficult to do tshuva. But Chanukah, you can always do tshuva on all our virus, like, because when the king comes into the prison, he pardons all the people who are in the prison, all the prisoners. And my Chanukah is a gewaltige Lechtigkeit, gewaltige light. Every Yid can do tshiva, the Tirta Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the famous word of the Maranaya, that even psiyas hashmanim, even wicks and shaman, they are not good for Shabbos, not allowed to light them on Shabbos. Chanukah, you're allowed to light even with schwache psiyas and schwache shaman. It teaches that even such neshumas, ner and psiyla, is nefesh and riach. The time is nefesh, riach, ner, nir and reich, nefesh and riach. Even the nefesh, even the neshuma, the riach, the neshuma, the riach, or the neshuma, the riach, they can't become revived through Shabbos. Shabbos didn't revive. Normally, a yid, Shabbos kodesh always gives them the life to a yid. We see the way we make bala tshuva, we call them for a Shabbos meal, and that gives them chias. All the seminars of tshuva, Shabbos is one of the big highlights that brings in the minna and the simcha, the gusha of the neshuma of a yid. But even the neshama that can't come revived through the Shabbos, the bikkur b'chanukah. Chanukah can revive all the shumas, even the shumas who are very far from Chodesh Buchen, that's a good b'chanukah. So we find the Gemara says, "Kavol yom toivim b'halal v'oidua." The Gemara actually doesn't mean mention the mitzvah of Lucas Nidus. The Gemara only mentions the we find later in the Gemara, before in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah of Lucas Nidus. But we don't find the Gemara doesn't say that the main thing of Chanukah is that Lucas Nidus can kindle the night lights. The main thing of Chanukah says, "Kavol yom toivim b'halal v'oidua." The halal. To say hello for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to be moided, to thank Hashem for all that He does to us. That's the inner of the yontav of Chanukah. The Gemara says, "B'halal moidu." And even lighting the candles, Hanayas and Unim Adlikim, Lahoynis al Halal. We say we light the candles also to give moidu for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We make a mitzvah, looks nice, but all night the main yontav is the halal moidu. The story is told there was this chusid of Rebbe Usha of Stolen. Rebbe Usha of Stolen was the son of the Rebbe Aaron HaGudel of Karlin. Those who sing the Kor Echsoiv on Friday night, the beginning was written by Rebbe Aaron HaGudel of Karlin. His son was called Rebbe Usha from Stolen. He was poor, he didn't have money, and he had a very simple menorah. Very simple menorah. Schusev saw the Rebbe, a simple menorah. Schusev wanted to have a menorah. The Rebbe kept a shalom menorah, a nice menorah, he had the mitzvah, say, Kaile Vahavai. Schusev went and he started collecting money and he starved all the people, and he managed to raise the money, and he went to a silversmith and made a menorah, a beautiful menorah for the Rebbe. And it came Erev Chanukah, he comes to the Rebbe with such a simcha, and he brings the menorah to the Rebbe. Before he comes into the Rebbe, he already heard the Rebbe is not interested in accepting this menorah. He was so upset, he put all his neshama and all his koyach from that, so he tried for this Rebbe. Why the Rebbe doesn't want to accept the menorah? Was upset. So the Rebbe lit the menorah the first night and his pushta, a very simple menorah. The first day of Chanukah afternoon, the Rebbe calls the chusid. "What did you bring me?" He brings him the menorah. Psh! He took the menorah. "Gevaltige menorah, thank you so much." He thanked him so much. And by night, he lit the menorah. In the beginning, it was like a pain, it was like a difficult to understand what happened. I brought the menorah on the first day of Chanukah, he ignored me. Only the second day of Chanukah did he take the menorah. And then when he started lighting the menorah, and he made three bruches the second night, then he made Chanukah, and then he chose this Narsayni, and Shechiyuni. He made Shechiyuni on the new menorah. Then they realized the Rebbe wanted to make Shechiyuni also in the second day. He made Shechiyuni the first day. So he said, "That could take the menorah on the second day to make Shechiyuni the second day." That's why I took the menorah. They realized why I took the menorah only the second day. So we see from this that what the limit is. The limit is that although it's kept Chanukah all excited, you make Shechiyuni, but once the lights carry on every night, noch a night, we get used to it, everything, like we dance every single day. And like we say, Psiki Nizimri, we thank Hashem every single day. We start like the menorah. So every day we have noch a candle, but we get used to it. We haven't got the same excitement when we carry on lighting the menorah like the first night. That's the nature of a Gashmistic person. Says Basil, "No, Moise Mahoylech." Basil was scared that people won't realize that if you do like Masham, my Purchas Mahoylech, even more so it will bring you like feeling, okay, it's less. No. Basil was saying that Ma'alim Bekoydish Vayim Aride. Moise Mahoylech. We say every day Halal Shule. Even on Pesach, we don't say Halal Shule only the first days. Why Halal Shule? Because says the Yosef and Ravuam teaches that every day is a new nest, a new spalus. The person has the whole limit of Chanukah is the holiness of the Halal. But Halal Voidu, Halal Voidu means that we should all koil and shum at the Halal Kaab. The Metzias, the light of Chanukah, that brings the light into this prison for the whole year, that's the light of realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koil and shum at the Halal Kaab. The Gashmistic body brings an idea of like, we get used to things, take it for granted, we take it for granted, and we lose the enthusiasm in the Hodua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kim Tzigai Chanukah, and we light the menorah the first night, and the second night two candles, and the third night three candles, to teach us that even things that we get used to them, Nevertheless, we have to keep on thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu with more enthusiasm, more enthusiasm. That's why we say Halal Shulim every single day. To teach us that every single day is a new espouse. Why? Because the Hanukkah is a yontem of Halal Mo'edua. And in Halal Mo'edua, the problem in Halal Mo'edua is that we take for granted. If we would realize, as the Sfuhim write, the Eibishter is Mechadish the Bria every single day. Mechadish Bechol Yoim Tumut Ma'asav Reishis. As the Sfuhim say, that the Eves Leram, that Hashem Sfuhim creates the world every second. If Hashem wouldn't, all the Sfuhim Amush, Memdim Ho'olam, they keep on. It's not like somebody who makes a table, and is finished making the table, and who knows who made the table? He made the world, and who knows already created. Or maybe he's in charge, maybe he's managing the world. He created the world, then he's managing the world. No, the truth is, we have the minute of the Sfuhim bring the Olam Hashem, the Devorchu Nitzav HaShemayim. Hashem says Yehi Rukia, and that Yehi Rukia keeps on every single second. The Amir of the Eibush, that's Mechad the world every single regel. And if years ago people didn't realize that, nowadays, the more the technology and the science bring out how the world is so, the fruits are pointing how the world, it looks like one unit, but it's full of atoms, it's full of things that, even a piece of a stone or a piece of wood, how much energy and how much science lies in every single Gashmias. See, even in Gashmias, we see how the world is not the way we look at it. It's Tzchadosh every single region. So what keeps the world? Nobody. All the scientists see that the world is excited. It's living the whole time. It's not asleep. Everything keeps on living the whole time. They don't understand why, but we do know why. Because Dvar Hashem is we can't handle every single regel. So if so, we have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu every single regel that gives us chis, not to take anything for granted. Since Chanukah is a yontem of Neuges and Halal, that's why we say every day Halal Shula. And really, every day should be a Shechiyudi. Why? Because the whole idea of Hoidua is to realize that don't take things for granted. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for every single thing. The famous Kasha of the Bas Yosef, why do you make 8 days Chanukah? It was enough shame for one night. And the famous Teretz is because the idea of thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu is not only on Nisim. As the Ramban says, from the Nisim, we should learn that even the Tev, even the nature, is the biggest ness. It's the same ness. Why is Kriyas Yamsif a bigger nest than putting a seed into the earth and a plant grows out? Why is it a bigger nest? It's no bigger nest, no. Why? But Kriyas Yamsif, we're not used to it. So it happened once. So the Maila, it's a Kiddush. By putting a seed into the karaka, it keeps on, it's the tame, so it carries on the whole time, so we get used to it. So the whole idea of the Hadua is that from the Nisim, Haniklim, says the Ramban, the Pasha's boy, you should learn out the Nisim and the Sturim, to learn out that the Teva, the nature is the same Nes, the same Hashem. So reminder, the whole idea of Hanukkah is to teach us that things we take for granted shouldn't be taken for granted. That's why we keep on, we light a new candle every single day, to teach us not to take for granted, not to get used to things and take for granted. And that's why we think 8 days Hanukkah, the whole Nes of normal shame and the light is also a mess, it's the same mess. The Gemara says, Tikni Yom Toivim, Bahalal Vahidua. What does Halal Vahidua? What's the translation? Bahalal means saying Halal. What's Vahidua? We say Halal Nisim in the Birchas of Amoidim. Very interesting way of saying. She said, the Masakim Bahalal, Halal Nisim. Bahalal, and in the Bruchah Vahidua, says Rashi, say Halal Nisim. Why doesn't the Gemara mention Alanisim? Why does the Gemara mention which bucha was the Kavai the Alanisim? That's the kasha. Kavai Yom Toivim, Bahalal? Okay, Halal. The Hoidua? Hoidua is Hoidua is Moide. Same Moide every single day. So the Kavai Yom Toivim, Halal and the Moide. No, the Kavai Yom Toivim, Halal. And Alanisim, which is Moide. Why does the mention Bahalal which bucha it is? Alanisim. We know which bucha was Alanisim. The Teretz is, the point is Moide. Why? The Mordige Torah Schaim. Torah Schaim was a Friedige. And he writes in Bore Kammer, the Gemara says that somebody who doesn't bow by Moedim, he'll get punished. What is his punishment? His spine will become a Shedre. His spine will become a Nochosh, sorry. His Shedre will become a Nochosh, become a snake. And it says, if it becomes a snake, it doesn't even start with his Chisam Meisim, because Because the whole idea of Tisha B'Av, the bone, the bones, and the bones become Tisha B'Av. If his bones become mochosh, it's not even oil, but Tisha B'Av. Terrible, terrible punishment. What's the Kerai B'Moide? What's so terrible? What's the Kerai B'Moide? Says that Turas Chaim says, Gewaltige words, I won't read out his lotion. The Nigla Farish, Lefi, because she is Purach, as an Eimshter, Oyser Chesed, this is Mokamad Daf Tesai, when the Gemur of Kamisha Ali Kerai B'Moide, the Sof, Shedra, 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 לפי שיש בורך אוי שחסד עם כל מודו בכל יום, בכל עיס, בכל רגע. Every day, every second, השם יש בורך דוס חסד מדיעית. אלו, שאי בר הנס, מה כבניסו? A person doesn't realize all the missing, so when he thinks, אוי לא, כמן הוגר היא נויק. The world is as usual. ואין המנג, he doesn't feel to call פסיה פסיה. Every single step, called near, near, every single movement, Because Nishim and Nishim every single, Nishim every breath. He will marry his poor Shemoy. Also comes from Hashem. Kibbo Yishrim, as the Pusik says, Ma'ashem, Mutzadai, Gei Mekanuni. From Hashem, every single step is from Hashem. Ich sin, Ash Biyudoi Nefesh Kol Chai. Every Nefesh Kol Chai is in Hashem's hands. The Rish Kol Masarish. For Hoi Menahui, would it be right? Shemoy the Udom, He should thank, we work, and he should say, yes, we call eyes and we call regia, I call psia, mia, and shia. The true thing would be that every single second the person should go around saying, thank you Hashem. We do find today, now, that nowadays, there's an idea of saying thank you Hashem for everything, yeah? But the Masa, it's a true thing. The truth should be that a person, every single breath is from Hashem. Every single step is from Hashem. Every single movement is from Hashem. So why are you taking it for granted? You should say, oh, thank you. Because when someone does you a favor, you just say thank you. It's not polite at all. It's the opposite of polite. Hashem is giving you schis every single day. I'm ignoring him. What was that? To be sure, as the Chum say, Koylam Shumut Halalko. Achol Nishima Nishima Chai Mudom Lahalalko. Bechol me, Shai Namala Liboy Bechol Rege. The person doesn't think about it. Bechol, Shai Kikmiti Yisburach. The person doesn't believe that every single thing Hashem gives him is chiyuv. In the oil of the blue, you think, no, it's nature, it's normal. Harai, you can call it fair boy. It's a pekoyres. Kas Hashem. In the feed, but the feed, she even had him there. It's impossible. She yam, but the wood of a person should start to stand. Min our boy, come out of Eger from the morning till evening. We didn't shach, we do it, I call psia, psia. It near. How can you think, I thank Hashem every day? We're busy. The whole thing is that the oil is going to be able to do it. See, for small, you have to go to business. You have to go to see, this person learns, this person gives the business. How can you thank Hashem every single day? He has to get on with his life. Yeah? So it's difficult. I feel like the oil is able to do it. But do it, I'm going to go to the oil. The Zois, Chazal found the Eitzer. What's the Eitzer? We're owing a thank you for Hashem for every single breath, for every single movement, for every single step. We can't do it because we're busy. We have to get on with our life. So what's the Eitzer? So the Anche Knesser Gnoyle found the Eitzer. It says the Turis Chaim. Turis Chaim is the Friedrich, is a very, the Schachbring of Turis Chaim. It's from the Friedrich Gnoyle. It says, Eloi, what the Yosti, Leuven Bechol, Tfilis, Ere Mitzroi, Birgis Hoidur. We say Moidim, three times a day, Moidim. Kedai Shei Nichna Al-Wunda Al-Moidur Achas, to include in this thank you, Es kolam en shimes ve gesunde ve nefluen shis buch oi so immer kolege ve yotze le kolege. Moide mos sik in ratshe sag doine, three times a day. Ere ha bevoike ve tzaroye. To thank Hashem in this, to include in this one bruche. That we owe Hashem, thank you for all day. So Shach is saying thank you Hashem for all you've done for us since last night. Marev. And by Milchum is saying thank you Hashem for everything you've done to us since Shach is. And Ma'arim say, thank you Hashem, for the first from Mincha till now. It's famous in Chazon Ish, who used to have Mincha Gedoyle. Ask them, why do you have Mincha Gedoyle? Mincha Gedoyle, Apishach and Ruch, the main time of Mincha is Mincha Ketana, later before the plague, plague of Mincha, before night. Mincha Gedoyle is only with the Eivet, Shach and Ruch. But the Ma'arim in Chazon Ish was no one to have Mincha Gedoyle. Nowadays, many, many people, the yeshivas, the many chassidim also, to have Mincha Gedoyle. They ask the Chazon Ish, why do you have Mincha Gedoyle? He said, I can't wait to thank Hashem for Milch Ketane. I can't wait. I'm going to thank you. I can't wait for Milch Ketane. I have to say it. The first second I can have Milch Ketane, I have to have Milch Ketane. I have to have Milch Ketane. before. I want to thank Hashem. So all the tefillahs are here. Moedim us besikim to thank Hashem for all He's done. But emes l'ra'al, truly speaking, we should say thank you every single second. We can't. So Chazal made a toiver. If you say the brichas moedim, that will include ere b'voikim v'tzoroi. Al v'seirish k'leise mooni, ere b'voikim v'tzoroi. It's a double notion. Al v'seirish k'leise mooni, or in the chasun b'yidomadus, ere b'voikim v'tzoroi. K'leise mooni is the same thing as ere b'voikim v'tzoroi. No, it's two things. All the chasun we have done with us, on ice, all the time, we will thank you, ere b'voikim v'tzoroi. We're going to thank you day and night. Wow. By saying moedim, we include all the times. That's moedim. Ze yosti moedim, al chayayne am sirim, yudei chumash, v'sar ap kinesloch, then I call the Shiva and the Shiva, but I say, Shmon Yoim, Yoim, Imuni. So he says, that's why we have to empower Moedim. We say, thank you, Hashem. If someone doesn't realize that he has to thank Hashem for every second that Hashem gives him life, his spine will become a Shevre, his spine will become a Nuchash. Nuchash is the Yitzhara. Nuchash is the Nuchash HaKad Moedim. If you have not, if you don't have the minute that Hashem gives you keys of a Vega, then you're turning into a Nuchash. To a Yetzirah, the Yetzirah will have a clear to fight you and it will succeed. Because the whole now a person can fight the Yetzirah by relying the Hashem's heart. So the Gemara says, Kom Yom Tovim Behalil, V'hoidua. It's not a new Indian of Alanissim. Alanissim is a Yisufa in the Hoidua. We're trying to enlighten this Moedim. Moedim, we say the whole year. We're in a pit, it gets dark, we forget about Moedim. So it's Kimtiyan Yontif Chanukah, which was sicker of how we do it, of realizing how Hashem gives us the keys every reger, to learn out from the ness of the Shaman, how the whole table is also ness. So Behalal, we were saying Halal, for we do it, we were saying the same Moedim. How? By adding the extra tefillah of Alanissim that reminds, oh, Moedim. The Shalmi says, let's thank my head that it bows my Moedim, because it was thinking about everything Pshas Davening. He thanked his head that is, can I have a Moedim? So Moedim, he doesn't have to remind himself, so you have to bow yourself, to bow. So if you bow, you have to remind yourself it's Moedim. But Lino, we forget about that as well. We also used to bow down, we forget about it. What's the answer? If we, the Yavur says, if a person is mechanish in his tefillah, he adds a tefillah, it's a koyach, it shouldn't be kvar. The Gemara says, a person shouldn't have a kfar. What's the Eitzah? One of the Eitzahs is, to the Chadish Moedim, you add up, so you suffer in a Tefillah, you add up a suffer in a Vuhayni, you add a Tefillah in a Buhuch Laini for Panusa, a person adds on a Tefillah, that gives him that revives a Tefillah, says the Shlua Kudish. A person davens by rote, he's used to davening, saying the word, like a person gets used to davening every day, so he gets Vashlofen. If he has to add a Tefillah in this Buche, that revives it to be a Chidish, this time the Shlua Kudish. So Chazal added Alam Nisim in Shmonei and Moedim, the objective of the mitzvah is to say Moedim. By adding Alam Nisim, that revives us to realize the thank Hashem, to think the translation of the words, and Kulam Shumat Ha'al Kaf. That's what the Gemara says, Behalal Moedua. It wasn't the Kulam to say Alam Nisim, it was the Kulam to revive the Moedim of the whole year by saying Alam Nisim. We put our Machshava too to understand the Moedim. This is from Behalal Moedua. So it's a Gevaldig Indian. Let's be left to beside this Shia with one word. There's a Sefer called Tzchoyer HaMoich. Oh, Afrika, Tzchoyer HaMoich. He said, it came to his imagination from Hashem, without seeing the Tzchoyer. Why is it called Chanukah? What's Chanukah? What's Chanukah? He says, Azoy. And actually, the source of those words are Azoy HaKudosh. In the Pusik of Shema Yisroel, the 25 letters, Shema Yisroel. In Burich Shaim, the 24 letters. Says the Zohar Kodesh, from Rosh Chodesh Kislev till Chanukah, 24 days. Correspond the Pusik of Burech, Shaim, Kvoyim, Rizalim, Avuret. Chanukah starts off the Disha of Shema Yisroel. Kuf Hai Bekislev is Kuf Hai, corresponds to the Kuf Hai letters of Shema Yisroel. Why? Says the Heilige Zohar Moir. The Chashmenuim, when they fought Kenegi the Yevunim, they didn't have tanks, they didn't have swords, didn't have missiles, didn't have drones. So how did they fight? 13, if less than 13. The most is 30 Chashmonim. Fight thousands of goyim of Yevunim. How did they fight? Says the Heilige Yitzchak HaMoir, they had to have the Kuch HaToyre. But they couldn't learn. If you're going to fight, can you learn then? So they had an answer. They kept on chazering Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokei Hashem Eichon. And that was their ammunition. The ammunition was Tzchuni, the whole nest was Kufhai. Who the Kufhai letters of Shema Yisrael. So the whole behiss of Chanukah is Shema Yisrael Hashem L'chai Shema Yichud. There's nothing in the world, only Hashem. Our every day we live is also Hashem. Every single day we say Pesik in December. We thank Hashem, but we're used to it. So Chanukah gives around a chias in the whole Moide, the whole Pesik in December. Through the Chanukah we revise our whole idea. When we finish that, when we finish the Pesik in December, we say Koyl Ad Shuma Tal Kol. Then we say Vayevurich Dumin Hashem La'ayne Kol Akul. Says the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. By saying the Pesik in December of Dumin HaMelech, La'ayne Kol Akul, that lightens our eyes, we should see Hashem. A person has sight, insight, but the person is verschluffen. By saying the Pesik in December and believing Koyl Ad Shuma Tal Kol, that should bring us Vayevurich Dumin Hashem, thanks Hashem, through Pesik in December. We say the Shira Dovid, as we say in Baruch Shema, Shira Dovid Avdech Me'al Elchum. Oh, what we finish speaking in Zimra, we say, Baruch Dovid Hashem, if you thank Hashem through Dovid speaking in Zimra, La'ayne Kol Akul, your eyes will become enlightened to see Hashem. Hanayis Ben Mekoydesh, Eilu Leroysom Bovar, the idea of looking at the Nairis Chanukah is, our light, our eyes should see Hashem. The Nairis Chanukah, the Kedish of Hashem, as it was brought to Surah, the Kedish of Hashem comes into the light of Chanukah. The light of Chanukah is our Neshama, the light of HaKudosh Baruch Hu. In the voice of we see the light, the candles, through the halvoy dua, we have a real, we can see Hashem, we can realize that Hashem is in the world, Hashem is helping. The chal should bring us halvoy, we should thank Hashem, we should bezorch it to thank Hashem, and the pesmin to shlishi, we have a mind.